For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to start off this afternoon with pianist Ramsey Lewis and a composition entitled Delilah. Thank you. Going out to Judy and her nephew Donna, that was the great Ramsey Lewis with Delilah. And now we're going to listen to some music from one of the most in-demand West Coast pianists and certainly one of the most respected pianists in jazz, Hampton Hawes. And we're going to listen to him in a live performance doing a Charlie Parker composition entitled Bluebird. And we have Cecil McBee on bass and Roy Haynes is on drums.
Thank you.
Sonny Fortune from his album Awakening, and a Kenny Barron composition entitled Sunshower. And before that, we heard a blistering rendition of Charlie Parker's great composition Bluebird, recorded live and featuring Cecil McBee on bass. And towards the end of the song, he took an incredible solo there. You could see how creative this gentleman is. Cecil McBee was in Ottawa a few years ago at the Jazz Festival, and many people in the audience were just captivated by that performance. Roy Haynes was on drums as well in that last session we heard, with Hampton Hawes, our featured artist, on piano. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. A few years ago, there was a label formed called GRP Records. GRP was formed by Dave Grusin and Larry Rosen, hence GR, and P stands for production. We're going to take a trip back to 1964 and an album that Dave Grusin made for Columbia. It's entitled Kaleidoscope, and it is available on CD. I thought it would be out of print, but it's still in print, and it's well worth having in your collection, namely because of not only the compositions and the playing, but the performers that took part in this session. Thad Jones was on trumpet, Frank Foster is on sax, and Bob Cranshaw was borrowed from Sonny Rollins, and he's on bass. Larry Rosen is on drums, and this is a really interesting and swinging version of Monk's composition, Blue Monk.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, and my name is Randy McElligott. We just heard Martin Wind from a live performance and Baia, and before that, Dave Grusin from 1964 and his version of Monk's composition, Blue Monk. In 1961, history was made at the Five Spot in New York City. An incredible band performed there, and I'm going to be playing a tune from that session. It included Richard Davis on bass, Mal Waldron on an out-of-tune piano, but he made the best of it, Ed Blackwell on drums, and the two featured artists, both of them no longer with us, and both of them dying very, very young, Booker Little on trumpet. And let me tell you, you've never heard Booker Little like you're going to hear him on this next track that I'm going to play for you. And the session was led by Eric Dolphy on various saxes. We're going to listen to a composition of Booker Little's entitled Bevamp. But to get us there, two musicians who just love performing, Jimmy Rosenberg and Frank Vignola, live in concert with I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Well, there you have it, BVamp, written by Booker Little and performed by Booker Little. On trumpet, Eric Dolphy on sax. The great and, I believe, underrated drummer Ed Blackwell. What an incredible musician. He had this uncanny ability to read the musicians to a T while they were playing and adding so many colors there on his drum kit. Mal Waldron on piano and Richard Davis on bass, recorded live at the Five Spot in New York City in 1961. And if you're a member of eMusic.com, that album, along with most of the Prestige and Riverside catalog, are available for download. Now, eMusic.com is one of those legitimate websites out there, and I believe it's $9.99 US a month to subscribe to it. But their jazz catalog is just incredible. They have the Concord Jazz Label. They have Enja, Koch, Prestige, Riverside, Contemporary, and the list goes on and on. So you might want to check that out, www.emusic.com. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to move on now with Don Ellis, a trumpet player of some note, passed away a few years ago and never really fulfilled his potential, I believe, as a trumpet player. He released an album called Electric Bath, and this composition is entitled Alone. The Carnegie Hall Jazz Band with Frame for the Blues. And before that, Don Ellis from his album Electric Bath, and we heard Alone. Well, I'm alone here listening to this great music and hopefully keeping you company wherever you may be. My name is Randy McElligott, and it's 15 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, and we're going to continue with some music from Canadian musician Phil Dwyer, and this is a piece called Quiet Days, and it captures Phil Dwyer live in concert.
Thank you.
One of the great sax players to come out of Paris, France, that was Barney Willen with Blues Walk. And before that, Phil Dwyer with Quiet Days, that was recorded live and features some fine playing there from Phil Dwyer. And we're going to continue with someone who I think a lot of the older people in the audience would recognize. Ike Quebec is a sax player of quite a note. No pun intended, but he's actually a very full, rounded type player. And we're going to listen to something from a recording that he made back in the 40s, and this one's called Zig Billion.
Thank you.
Music from Maria Schneider and an incredible version of Coltrane's Giant Steps. And before that, Ike Quebec with Zigbillion. And you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And for those of you out there streaming on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Well, let's get into a little Mingus here from the band Mingus by Five. This is Smooch.
Thank you. los que están afuera. La gente que sabe que el candombe ya no llega. Uruguay espera, los que están afuera y los que están adentro, no grito suene siquiera. Uruguay espera, los que están afuera y la gente que sabe que el candombe ya no llega. Uruguay espera, los que están afuera y los que están adentro, no grito suene siquiera. Uruguay espera, los que están afuera y la gente que sabe.
We just heard some music from the Argentinian band El Eco and Uruguay. And before that, we started off with Receipt, Please, Please by bassist Ron Carter. Next week, a special edition of In Transition as I feature a lengthy interview with Swedish jazz guitarist Anatoly Bulkin. Until then, have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.